The Island Digest is a sampling of the stories in this week's Journal of the San Juans, Islands Sounder, and Islands Weekly, which are on newsstands now. The July 12th edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. I'm Caleb Summers. Headlines from the week of July 12th, 2023. Independence Day Merriment. Public Piano is a welcome addition to East Sound. Island Stage Left presents a night of rowdy revelry with Twelfth Night. Not one, but two new babies in L-Pod. Plus, choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's Log. First, from the Islands Sounder, Independence Day Merriment, by Colleen Smith Summers. The Fourth is back, baby. The fun kicked off on July 1st with the annual parade. Over the next few days, islanders enjoyed outdoor concerts, the farmer's market, a pancake breakfast, a salmon barbecue, and a pig roast. The Orcas Chamber of Commerce held a community gathering in the village green with food vendors, face painting, a chili cook-off, Miss Christina's cakewalk, and live music from local and off-island bands. The evening concluded with the return of the fireworks over East Sound. July 4th weekend represented so much about what makes Orcas special, and I hope it serves as a turning point in the way we can bring everyone together to celebrate as a community, said Chamber Director Carrie Eskridge. Aside from the cakewalk, which will live in infamy, the highlight for me was hearing from folks who had never ventured into town on the 4th of July, saying how much fun they'd had and how surprised they were by the vibe. Making everyone feel welcome and celebrated was intentional, and I'm so happy folks picked up on it. Eskridge said it's thanks to hundreds of generous donations from community members that the chamber is within shouting distance of being able to pay local vendors and musical acts. We're already excited about next year, and helping us get over the hump will make it that much easier to plan something even bigger and better. If you'd like to make a donation, we're keeping the link up on our website and social media accounts through next week, he said. Congratulations to Mr. Lilly, East Sound's first ever feline mayor. He says he is committed to embracing island life where everyone is a friend. After faithfully fulfilling her duties, sweet girl Love handed off the key to the city to Mr. Lilly's campaign manager, Reagan Hastings, on Saturday, July 1st, following the community parade. This year's race included three dogs, a cat, duck, and a heifer-steer duo. Jemima Puddle Duck was quite popular amongst the children, while Big Red and Mr. Blue Sky had some prominent supporters. More than $30,000 was raised during this year's mayoral campaign, which supports Orcas Island Children's House, a toddler learning center and preschool. Each dollar helps ensure they can provide quality early education to island children, regardless of their ability to pay. Children's House would like to thank all campaign managers and constituents for running a great race and helping raise awareness and money for their program, said Executive Director Stephanie Moss. We would like to especially thank the owners and staff at the Orcas Hotel and Arndt Driftwood Ranch for going above and beyond this year. Public Piano is a welcome addition to East Sound, by Colleen Smith Summers. The sound of piano notes trailing across the summer breeze has been the soundtrack on my daily walks through town, and it has been such a treat. The recent arrival of an upright piano outside the Templins Center was a true community endeavor. Near the end of 2019, the Deer Harbor Community Club replaced its piano, and rather than throw the old one away, the Orcas Island Chamber Music Festival suggested it would make a great public street piano in downtown East Sound. Board member Mimi Somerville and her husband, Slim, agreed to house it at their place until warmer weather arrived. Unfortunately, the year 2020 put life on hold. The piano bided its time in a storage unit, longing for the moment when it could re-emerge. And then, this past June, with the help of Mimi, Slim, and other volunteers, Orcas Island's very first street piano was unveiled. Thank you to the Chamber Music Festival staff for such a delightful idea, to the Deer Harbor Community Club for the donation, the Somervilles for their storage space and moving assistance, Rick and Marlis Hughes for providing the perfect piano spot, and Sally Bell and Martin Lund for the bench. Each time I see a different person playing, some are tentative and some are full of gusto, but all have a smile on their face. I am a little overcome with emotion. What a special place to call home. From the Journal of the San Juan Islands, Island Stage Left presents a night of rowdy revelry with Twelfth Night by Kelly Balcom-Bartok. Island Stage Left will perform Twelfth Night, Shakespeare's brilliant comedy of crossed wires and thwarted desires, opening Thursday, July 20th at 8 p.m. Their 24th Shakespeare Under the Stars production will run Thursdays to Sundays, July 20th to August 20th, with no show on July 29th. Twelfth Night is a particular favorite of Island Stage Left director Helen Macon Smith. Shakespeare wrote it at a time when he had really hit his stride. It's one of his wisest comedies, she said. It's one of my personal favorites of the comedies, and it feels to me at the moment in this world like we need the comedies. According to the Island Stage Left press release, Twelfth Night is named after the night of rowdy revelry that marked the end of the Christmas season during Shakespeare's time. The story alternates comedy and sadness in an effortlessly entertaining tale, spiced with love songs and swordplay. I also managed to persuade Sylvie to play Viola. She has always been the person that I most wished would play Viola, and we have done this play 3 times, and I finally snagged her. Sylvie is a musician, as well as being Viola, adds Macon Smith, and there is this odd line in the beginning of the play, I can sing and speak to him in many kinds of music, and then she never sings. So I decided we were going to have a singing Viola this time. When you see it, you'll see exactly why. So that adds another wonderful layer. Sylvie Davidson is an actor and singer-songwriter based in the Pacific Northwest. She began her acting career in Seattle, where she played lead roles in many of the city's well-known houses, including Book It Repertory Theater, New Century Theater Company, ACT Theater, Seattle Children's Theater, and Village Theater. Since her start in Seattle, Sylvie has received critical acclaim on stages from coast to coast, including 59 E59 theaters in New York City, Alliance Theater in Atlanta, Georgia, ACT Theater in Seattle, and Laguna Playhouse in California. For Davidson, who plays Viola, theater has been a passion of hers since junior high and high school. For me, it's the storytelling that has just always captivated me. As a dancer before I was an actor when I was little, musician, songwriter, it's just what calls to me, storytelling. Macon Smith says, Twelfth Night is a comedy with depth. It's a comedy that makes you sympathize with the villains. It takes you on a journey from laughter to tears. There's tenderness in it. There's a depth to the characters. It's a later comedy for Shakespeare, and last year we did Comedy of Errors, which was one of his first plays, and they both hinge on the twin theme, but the Comedy of Errors is empty compared to Twelfth Night. In this performance, Shakespeare's Olivia, a wealthy countess mourning the recent death of her brother, is played by Anya Johnson, a recent Master of Fine Arts graduate of Syracuse University in New York. Anya has loved performing since an early age and shares twin passions for both great writing and theater, which explains her deep love and appreciation for Shakespeare. I think it's phenomenal what they do here, to bring the level of theater and actors to a small island where there's not as much opportunity for culture, says Anya. I also have such an affinity for places that do Shakespeare well. I started doing Shakespeare when I was about 5 years old, so it's very deep in my bones. And I find that it's hard to find good Shakespeare. Even with someone who is pretty familiar with the language, it's hard for me to find Shakespeare that I enjoy and I want to sit through, adds Anya. I can tell the actors on stage know what they're saying and are trying to make sense of it to the audience. So I think any time a company does Shakespeare well, it's like a gift. According to Island Stage Left, for the first time this year is an old friend of Helen and Dan's, Robert Sicular, has joined the cast. The three of them met years ago while working at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. It was the year Ashland won a Tony Award for the ensemble, Macon Smith points out. I think it's most important, the amount of experience that Robert and Dan bring us. And of course, it's just delightful to have Robert come to join us after all these years, when he and Dan were young leads and are now old gentlemen. Twelfth Night runs Thursdays through Sundays, July 20th to August 20th, with no show July 29th. Island Stage Left is located at 1062 Wald Road, San Juan Island. All performances are at 8 p.m. and no latecomers. Chairs are provided at the outdoor theater, but the troupe recommends people bring very warm clothes, sweaters, even blankets and parkas, as it can get very cold as the sun goes down. From the Islands Weekly, not one, but two new babies in L-Pod. The Center for Whale Research can confirm two new calves in the endangered southern resident killer whale population. L126, mother L119, and L127, mother L94. CWR researchers encountered the two calves during a survey of a group of whales containing members of J-Pod and the L12 subgroup in the Strait of Georgia on June 30th. L126 is L119's first calf, while L127 is L94's third. We estimate that both calves are at least 2 months old, and neither shows any immediate signs of illness or abnormality. Both calves were very active and social while we observed them. The sex of the calves is still unknown, but CWR staff will attempt to get additional images of both calves in the coming days. These are the first calves born in L-Pod since 2021, and the first calves born in the L-12 subgroup since 2018. The first year is challenging for young whales, but we hope that both calves and their mothers can survive and thrive well into the future. Note, full encounter report is forthcoming. And now, a few choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. On June 28th, a San Juan deputy responded to a report of a DUI involving a driver who threw a beer can from the vehicle. The deputy located the driver in a parked vehicle and arrested them for DUI. On June 29th, a San Juan County deputy took a report of an incident that had occurred on Shaw Island regarding an unruly person. The circumstances of the case are under further investigation. A deputy on San Juan Island stopped a vehicle with a defective brake light and a displayed tab that expired in 2018. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and had no insurance on the vehicle. The driver was issued a citation for expired registration over 45 days and for not having insurance. Now, I'm not sure what's more ridiculous about this, the fact that someone was driving a car with expired tabs since 2018, or that no one in the San Juan Island Police Department noticed for 5 years. On July 1st, the owner of a vehicle was issued a parking ticket at the Lopez terminal for disregarding the clearly posted parallel parking only sign. A Lopez deputy responded when an inexperienced teenage driver drove into a ditch. The vehicle was towed and the driver was issued a citation. Too bad there's not more big parking lots on Lopez for these kids to practice. On July 2nd, deputies on San Juan assisted the Coast Guard with a stranded boat. On July 3rd, a vehicle on Lopez was issued a parking citation for violating the clearly posted parallel parking only zone. On July 3rd, a deputy assisted Orcas Fire with a wildland fire using the sheriff's office drone. The drone was deployed to check for hotspots around where the fire burned. No hotspots were located. And this concludes the July 12th edition of the Island Digest. This edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. Orcas Center is your place for fun and intrigue this summer with live concerts, performances, art openings, and more. To check out upcoming events and activities, including the free summer concert series on the Village Green, visit orcascenter.org. Thank you for listening to the Island Digest, a small sampling of what's in your local print newspapers this week. The Journal, Sounder, and Weekly rely upon advertising, subscriptions, and donations to support our mission of high-quality community journalism. To contribute, visit our websites or email publisher Colleen Smith Summers at csmith@soundpublishing.com. Thanks for listening, and come back again next week for more local news from San Juan County, Washington. I'm Caleb Summers.